Chapter 15, Importance of Supply Chain Management in Hospitality. What is supply chain management and what is the responsibility? How it can be an importance to the organization? Supply chain management is right from the procurement of items to the delivery of goods. How the entire chain is managed plays an important role. These are the objectives, the scope of supply chain management in the hospitality industry, the problems faced by supply chain management in the hospitality industry, how do we challenge this, the issues which is faced by the respective departments, improvements brought about by the supply chain management, hospitality and purchases. Objective, the problems as well as the advantages of supply chain management. Supply chain management is an entire gamut which includes logistics, consumers, suppliers, manufacturers, distributors and retail markets. Supply chain management enables to bring about all this together. Right, so when a material is required by the organization, so a purchase puts in requisition saying that I require around 200 kg of rice. So he has to ensure and understand ki how does the logistic works, how the materials are going to supply to him from the distribution point, how the consumers are going to get the products, the supplier, how the supplier is going to supply the products to him, manufacturer, how the manufacturer is going to organize after the products are manufactured and being supplied. Distributor, the distributor gets the product from the manufacturer. So how the manufacturer gets to distributor and the distributor supply it to the respective user department. Retail market, which is playing a very important role. Supply chain is a main key factor for all these people, right? From the manufacturer, from the production of a product to the final consumer who receives the product. A well-established logistics and supply chain management system can help the hospitality industry. A sustainable competitive advantage. The use of the right logistics and supply chain strategies helps to improve the quality and service of the organization, but drive down the cost. So the most important thing about supply chain management is that is lower down the cost. Supply chain management enables to get the product, right quality of product at the right time with the right efficiency and the right cost. For example, we'll take an advantage, an example of a chicken. The chicken product which has been cut by the different butchery or the slaughter department ensure that after cutting it reaches directly to the user department. So the supply chain will play an important role in this, right from the cutting of the product, the service, how fast it can be delivered and how efficient it can be delivered so that the cost is saved. Because these items are of a highly perishable nature, if it's not being handled properly, it may lead to loss. And an example we can give you about the sweet corn. The sweet corn or the corn kernel, what we call it, is being manufactured at the cutting from the respective farms. From farm it comes to the factory where it is shredded and again repack and tin, and after tin, doing tinning work and all, it comes straight to the user department. So it's important that the supply chain management is understood right from the purchase department, how it has to be taken, from which vendor it has taken and how far it can be delivered at the respective location at the minimal cost. Introduction: supply chain management can be defined as all activities, associated activities with the flow and transformation of goods from the raw material stage to end user as well as the associated information flow. So it clearly shows the suppliers how the materials are being manufactured. So there is a process where the items are being first manufactured, purchase, production, distribution to the customers. Supplier needs to understand that he takes the product from a respective vendor. So with the manufacturer will contact, he'll ask them what quantity is required, how much quantity is required, the lead time for the product. Once the supplier has the product, the internal supply chain, that is a respective purchase department, will ascertain what is the purchase quantity required, what quality is required, what is the specifications is required. Then accordingly, he can coordinate with the production team and the distribution team to ensure that this product will get from the supplier and can be delivered to the customers on time. Supply chain management basically shows right from the production of a particular product to the distribution of the last final stage where the customer gets the product at the better cost, at the better service and at the minimal logistic cost. Material and information flow up and down supply chain. This is supply chain management which shows how the material is being managed. It will enable to have a right kind of a value for the product. A distribution where the product is being manufactured by the company and distributed. Logistic challenge. Logistic is a very big important factor in this, because after being manufactured the product, there's a cost of logistic which is involved. How soon the product can be delivered at the right cost. Information about the product. Inventory plays a role waitress to understand that what items are we having, what is the quantity we are having, and how we are going to use this product to get the right request to your departments. Cash flow is very important, so that the items are being purchased at a minimal cost at the best quality rates. So overall, if you see, supply chain management is an entire gamut of inventory, information, logistics, distribution, value for the product downstream, upstream, and cash flow. When you put all these things together, you get a right supply chain management, which will definitely save of saving for the vendors and saving for the purchasing department or for the hospitality sector. Factors affecting supply chain management: customer satisfaction of paramount importance to the hospitality industry. Customer is very important because they have to get the right product at the right time. If you are ordering any product, you have to deliver at the same time with the best quality and as per the specifications. Different types of management system have different implications on supply chain management. All efforts are customer oriented. The basic objective of supply chain management, right from the production of a product to the end customer who receives the product, has to be delivered on time. Cost reduction, which can be attained through improved system functions of supply chain management. Cost reduction will be a very great benefit from the supply chain management, because the supply chain management will enable the product from the manufacturer to the producer to the end customers to give them on time as per the requirement. The purchasing objectives and the manage and the purchasing process. Supply chain management will help to get have a better control on cost, material ordering process, inventory holding process, and emergency purchases. So if you have a right supply chain management, you can get the right product from the vendor at the right better price, because you can have a right competitive product. So when you purchase from a particular vendor and you purchase from directly from the manufacturer, there will be a difference in cost of the product. Material ordering process, you know the lead time of the product when it's ordered from a vendor. So if you know, if I've ordered a product on a particular date, it has to reach you on a particular date as per the required by the user department. Inventory holding cost, you can keep a minimum number of inventories. As you very well know, that whatever items are being stored in the storage, in the storekeeper under control, is all based on the quantity of item which is purchased. If you know what item is purchased, let's understand if it's purchased is purchased around 100 kg of a particular rice. After that 100 kg, he has issued 50 kg, so 50 kg is in hand. But you need to understand ascertain the next 50 kg, how fast you'll receive it. So if you have a particular supply chain management process where he knows how fast the materials can come in, he can do a proper holding process. Emergency purchases are always to be controlled, because this leads to purchasing at a higher rate. So if you have a right inventory system process where you know what items are being ordered, what is the requisition, after checking with the user department, you can eliminate the cash emergency purchases, and which can definitely save a cost of the company. Changes in the supply chain in the hospitality industry. The supply chain management has brought some changes in the industry. Okay, it has brought about a buffer stock process, a strategic acquisition, relationship building between the vendors and management. Constant pressures has been controlled. So a buffer stock, what is a buffer stock? Buffer stock is a stock which you have trying to build up so that you don't have any kind of shortages at any point of time. The most important thing to understand is that we should have lesser buffer stock, because buffer stock is an inventory, is a manual value which is being kept over there. So if you have requisition for around 50 kg of 100 kg of rice in a month, you should ensure and understand that you don't have any overstock of that. There would be a situation where suddenly you may find that the stock is zero, and then it will lead to an over inventory process. So you start getting panic and you start ordering more than 100 kg, you may have 500 kg. This should be avoided. You should always have a system where you have proper purchase in place, your proper user department requisition in place, and you can have a proper issuing process so that the inventory is controlled and buffer stock can be avoided. Strategic acquisitions means you have to plan properly between supply chain management, right from the user department requisition, how soon you can get in the restaurant and how you can issue the materials. There are constant pressures at the supply chain management where the particular person will ask you, okay, I require these particular items in a limited period of time. So you need to ensure and understand how soon the materials are required, what is the lead time for the material, what is the safety stock you can hold at any point of time. Quality management processes. Supply chain management also enables to have a right kind of a quality management system with you. It needs to understand what are the specifications of a product, what is the quantity you require, what is the quality of product you require at any point of time. This process will enable you to check at any point of time the challenges in supply chain management hospitality can be controlled and give a better product at a better rate to the customer. overcome procurement challenges. These are the few challenges which we face on a daily basis in procurement. A purchase has to coordinate between the user department, get the right quantity from that, get the right specification from them, and then accordingly have to coordinate with the vendor to get the materials. To overcome these challenges, the supply chain management is a great boon for them. Because in the case of supply chain management, you have the qualified suppliers. You need to check who the vendors are, where's the premises where he is making the products, how fast he can deliver the products. Invoice variances. There are invoice variances if you have released a purchase order for around 100 kg of sugar at the rate of 34 rupees. But if the vendor is billing you not at the rate of 34 rupees, but billing you at the rate of 36 rupees. So that will be a challenge in the invoices. Such variances can be avoided. Generate savings. Since you have a right supply chain management, right from the ordering to be given and delivery to the point, you know how much is the minimum order quantity you have to store. So any point of time, you don't have that scarcity in your mind that if I'm ordering 50 kgs, will he deliver to me or not? Because now you're confident that yes, he can deliver. So instead of 50 kgs, he can order 10 kgs and the next order can begin for again 10 kgs. Monitor spending. Monitor spending is very important because everything is based on the value of the items. So if you have kept a budget from the respective department of around 1 lakh rupees, you have to utilize the 1 lakh rupees properly so that you any point of time you can spend them and get the product on right time. For that, it is required that you are in coordination with the user department. Check with the user department how much products are required, when is required, how much is the minimum quantity you can store. Doing such processes, it can help you to control the spend. Prove relevancy. Always try to ensure and understand that whatever there is products are there, there's a relevant between the user department and you and what ordering is being given. As we said, purchase is an entire cycle or entire gamut between the right from the ordering to requisition to receipt and storage of materials. If there is a gap between any of the respective departments, it's going to lose a loss. So when you're ordering around 100 kg of maida, you need to ensure, understand that 100 kg is required for how many days. Is it required for 50 days? Or is it required for 100 or is it required for 30 days? Based on which you can do a back planning. Supply chain management will definitely help you overcome all the procurement challenges. Common problems in hospitality procurement. Procurement is the backbone of the hospitality sector and success depends on optimal quality of goods and services. The most important thing is to understand what is the quantity of item you require, what is the specifications of the product you require. The biggest challenge in hospitality procurement is that they have an insecurity that if there is a sudden party which comes in. Mostly in the case of hotels, they have an outdoor catering or you have a banquet party which comes in and you are not well prepared for that. So considering that point in mind, people start doing an over-ordering. Over-ordering should be avoided. You should have a right control in place. You should know what is the business going to be. And it should have proper lead time so that you can communicate to the respective people saying that, yes, I've ordered these items as per my requisition from the outdoor catering department. I require 200 kg of chicken and I require for this particular event. So when you have the particular quantity or specification in place, you can order accordingly from the vendor and you can give it to the user department. These are the best practices of a procurement. What are the best practices? Best practices of procurement is enables to get the right quality, right price and give it to the respective user department. Create collaborative strategic sourcing. It helps you to enable what is the strategic sourcing which you require, how much you require, when do you require, and how, when and how you have to give it to the respective department. Align the staff and procurement functions. You have to align the staff, talk to the respective storekeepers, talk to the respective user department, understand when do you require the materials, how much materials do you require, what are the specifications of the material require. Establish control levels and minimize risk. So whenever any item is delivered at the respective kitchen or chef, you have to understand that these are received as per the required procurement processes, which could be receiving the items. If there is a direct item which has to go immediately to the kitchen, for example, perishable items like chicken, fish, prawns, vegetables, which has to be issued directly, then you also have to understand which are non-perishable items. These non-perishable items are received as per the timelines. You have to check the expiry of this product and receive and give it to respective stores. Ally with key suppliers. Who are the key suppliers who are going to items? Out of all the items which you require, there could be key items. And who are those key vendors supplying these items? You have to build a relationship with the vendor so that in case of emergency, they can supply you the same products. look beyond the purchase price. It's not necessary that whatever contract you have made with the vendor, you can also do a market survey report. A market survey report enables you to check what is the price available in the market for the particular product. You can check the product if what you're buying is, are you buying at a competitive price or are you buying at a higher price. Select the right technology. Nowadays, with technology coming in, so you know you get a lot of products online, off the shelf, immediately you can get it. Check for the right technology of the product you're buying. Whatever equipment you're buying, is it the equipment in line with the latest technology? Manage contract within the supply chain. Make a contract with the vendors to ensure that, you know, you have locked the price for the product, you lock a specification for the product, so that any point of time when you want the product, materials are delivered, you have the product with you in place. Create a supply chain console. You can create a small supply chain console where it can comprise of the user department, it can consist of a CFO of a company, it can have the executive chef of the company. All these people will come together, they decide on the quality of the product, they decide on the specification of the product, that require the delivery timeliness of the product. The advantages of supply chain management: the supplier and the purchase benefit. Both the supplier and the purchaser is benefiting from supply chain management because a purchaser very clearly knows what he wants, when does he want, or what the specification of the product he wants. Simultaneously, the supplier also knows, what is the requisition going to come from the purchaser, how much quantity he requires in a year or in a month, and he can procure accordingly. The relationship between the organization and supplier becomes stronger, since now there is a kind of a relationship where the supplier and the purchaser, they know each other's requirement. The orders are given accordingly, the specifications are given accordingly. So any point of time, the wrong products are not coming inside in the premises. Development of proper purchasing policies. As you have a proper purchasing policy, you know your standard specifications. So when you make a purchase order will have the quality of the product, a quantity of a product, a specification of the product. You will have the terms and conditions of delivery payments. There is this strengthens the relationship between the purchaser and the supplier. A large and inefficient supply base is eliminated. Most of the time, people have in number of suppliers. For example, if you have for grocery, you may have 10 suppliers. One vendor may supplying only cereals. One vendor may supplying milk products. One supplier may be supplying your ghee products. You can eliminate X number of vendors. You can have only a particular vendor who has all the products listed under his portfolio. New and efficient supply code be identified to increase efficiency. You can identify new suppliers who in the market. It's not necessary that which vendor is supplying to be from 15 years, the same vendor can be continued. You can have a new vendor which is coming in. You can do a market survey report. You can do you can check through the different online sites who are the new vendors available, what are the different products of better efficiency available, and you can give order accordingly. It helps in continuous evaluation and improvement in the purchasing process. Purchasing is an entire process. This process enables you to stretch right from the understanding the purchasing requisition from the user department to get the right price, right quality of the product. A purchase can coordinate with the respective vendors, understand what products are available in the market, check with them if there are new products that come in, so that you can enhance and you can give it to the chef who can try the product. Leads to significant reduction in cost. If you have purchased the right quality of product, right specifications, for example, if you have taken an egg of 50 to 60 grams, that's your standard specifications. But if you're taking an egg of around 30 grams, you may lose because you're using two eggs instead of one. So it's very important that you have the right specification in place, and it will enable you to help the cost of the product. Market research leads to an increase or reduction in the product and reproduction range. Do a market survey report. Check in the market what products are available. At what rate are these products available? Are these competitive rates? Is there any alternative for this particular product? All this will enable you to take it forward with the product, with the company. You can approach the respective department saying, yes, this product is available. Another example of cleaning chemicals which we can give you, if there is a chemical which you are using around 50 ml in a dilution level of 1 liter of water. But now if you get a better quality chemical which the same effects can be seen in 20 ml, then 20 ml in the 1 liter of water, so you will start saving 30 ml. These are different examples which we can give you to save the cost of the company. Improve management information to future requirements. All the details which come from the vendor, all the information which comes from supplier, can enable help to help the future requirements. If you know your future requirements properly, if you do a proper calculation in terms of the consumption pattern, in terms of issuance pattern, you can have a future requirement which you can share with the respective suppliers. Thank you.